studying the stars in a velvet sky with no city lights a-burning. The meadow is aglow with fireflies, the air thick as cream for the churning. Listening in the dark to the hooting of the owls, a long ways away a coyote.
This is Meredith Sisko for These Ozark Hills. Doesn't it seem like just yesterday we were welcoming in the new year and now February has come up? Up and the weather's been a roller coaster with its 60-degree temps one day and down into the teens the next. It's enough to make a person start crying uncle, except that's not what we say down here. I don't know if you know this, but for some reason the only way in the Ozarks to signify that you're giving up a fight is to call out the words, calf rope. Yes, calf rope. I know it makes no sense to me either, but that's just how we do it. And that reminds me of a story told some years ago by Dr. Bob Flanders, who, along with Dr. Robert Gilmore, you may remember, recreated the Center for Ozark Studies at MSU many decades ago. Attending MSU in the 1980s, I ran across Dr. Flanders in an odd way and managed to sit in on several of his lectures. I didn't actually attend his classes, you see, but I was doing my work study gig in the technical services area of the library, tending to the darkroom that was kept for faculty members and making copies of photos and videotapes as requested. While doing that, I ran into a collection of Dr. Flanders' lectures that was waiting to be copied. I began the task and boy was I hooked. Now technically I wasn't playing hooky because the videos had to be copied in real time and the only way to make sure nothing went wrong in the process was to watch them. So I did. I remember one lecture where he talked about having interviewed these people in some remote area and how they all told him, "We used to have deer and turkey around here, but they all went away." He would pause for dramatic effect and then shout, "They didn't go away. You killed them all and ate them. You make it sound like they all just moved to the next county or something." When I was growing up, if you wanted to go deer hunting, you went to Colorado. He told the story of how the deer and turkey had been brought back by the Missouri Department of Conservation and how that outfit was brought into being by folks here who'd been talking to Aldo Leopold and read his books, Sand County Almanac. They weren't just readers. Aldo had bought a cabin down east on the Current River down by Arkansas, and he invited his friends down there to hunt and fish and experience the deep Ozarks as it was in those days. Well, it affected them, and time and conversations went on, and people realized something should be done about it. And about that time, they heard that a last remnant population of wild turkeys had been found in Ozark County in the Caney Mountain area, and a few deer, just a few. You see, in those days, folks who wanted a reliable way to put meat on the table hunted with dogs, and the wilderness was almost too rugged for dogs. Almost. Something needed to be done before everything was lost, so funds were allocated, the land was acquired by the state, and a man who lived on a farm adjacent to that wild area was hired to put a fence around it to keep out the dogs. Somewhere in the 1950s, Bernice Morrison and his father Joe and a couple of stout mules put a woven wire fence all the way around 7,000 acres of Caney Mountain that became the Caney Mountain Wildlife Area. Starker Leopold, Aldo's son, was the biologist who was charged with the restoration effort for the deer and turkey, and it worked. Joe's cabin and Starker's cabin are both still there at Caney Mountain if you want to go look for them. You should bring your four-wheel drive. And that's why we have deer and turkey today. I learned that from Dr. Flanders, and later when I moved to West Plains and went to work for the newspaper, I got to interview Bernice and hear that story firsthand. But back to Dr. Flanders. I remember another story. He'd been driving around over in Shandon County trying to find out why so many of the old homes were built with the two front doors side by side. I mean, I know you've seen them. Side by side doors opening into two different rooms. Why was that, he thought, and he couldn't find anybody who could explain it to him. And then at last, out in some woodland area, he found a fellow building a brand new house with the two front doors side by side. So he got out of the car. He was thrilled. He was so excited, and he accosted this fellow and explained that he'd been looking everywhere for why that was done that way. And he said the fellow looked at him like he was crazy. And then he said, "Well, that's how you do it." So there you have it. And if you're ever wondering how it is that this old lady keeps coming up with all these odd tales out of the Ozark Hills, here's the truth of it. I turn on the computer or I open up my mouth and they just fall out. And that's how I do it. This is Meredith Sisko for These Ozark Hills. Thanks for listening.
Deep in the woods, in a long, cool valley, where the water runs clear out.
And you can keep up with Meredith Sisko on her website, meredithsisko.com, where you can find her stories, music, and pictures. You can also find her essays on These Ozarks Hills archived at ksmu.org.